everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 26th. The topic of the day is More Than We Need, and the quote is from Mark Twain. A human being has a natural desire to have more of a good thing than he needs. Boy, you know what comes to my mind after reading that quotation? Everything in moderation. All right, let's read on. Let's see what Linda's wisdom is for the day. She says, set a great meal down in front of us and we'll eat past the point of being full. It's hard to say that's enough when something looks and tastes good. Experience should tell us, though, that when we're eating too much, the last bites don't taste nearly as good as the first ones. And after that meal, we feel bloated, heavy, and even a little nauseated. Okay, I'm rolling my eyes because I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. There is science, though, that says that turkey makes a person tired after they eat it. All right, stop while we're still enjoying a meal takes some discipline, but leaves us with a much better experience. You ever go to a restaurant and you get like a meal and it comes out to you in this beautiful presentation? It's like super tiny. Reminds me of dollhouse food. Oh my gosh. I'm laughing because, yes, while some portions are, the presentation's absolutely beautiful. Sometimes you look at it and go, yeah, no, I think I should have hit something up before coming. More than we need. But that's not the point of today's episode. Today's episode is more than we need. So, yes, we do live in a society where we buy stuff. Maybe we have a little bit more than what we need. And there's a movement about minimalizing. Who was I just talking to about organizing and the connection between having stuff, trauma, and going through your stuff and releasing the things that we don't use, that we don't need, and how freeing it can be. But the process can be very, very difficult for people with trauma because we become attached. We have an emotional attachment to things, especially if other people have taken our stuff. Then the things that we do have, we have even more so a deeper emotional attachment to the stuff that we have. This episode is about more than we need. Do we have stuff? And do we do things like eating? Linda's using the analogy of eating more than we need. I'm sure that there are studies too that are linked with eating disorders as well as weight, where we're at with our weight and trauma. Yes, we do know that the body, when we're under stress, will, you know, inject and flare up that cortisol. And, you know, there's this domino effect of the things that, you know, we crave, salt and sweet things. How can we use mindful eating, if we're going to stick with the food analogy, okay, that Linda's going on here to make her point about more than we need, how can we utilize things like mindful eating to help us realize that we've reached that Goldilocks? I call it the Goldilocks, the sweet spot, the spot of, you know, just right, not too little, not too much, the just right. How do we do that? Maybe it is. Maybe it is stopping while we're doing something and to practice that continuous awareness. We take a pause, and that pause in space allows us to take a, you know, an inventory, if you will, a mindful check, a mindful evaluation. Doesn't have to be difficult or complicated. It could be something as simple. I'm going to pause and say, how do I feel? How do I feel? How do I know that I've had enough? So here's the affirmation. I know when I've had enough of anything, whether it's food or a shopping trip or a party. I'll stop before I've had too much. Now, the other thing about this quote is that the too much, the definition of too much and more than we need is different from person to person. There was a time where someone actually said to me, eat like a bird. I find that I feel better if I eat small meals throughout the day than if I sit down and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My body doesn't feel good when I have three meals a day. My body feels better when I have small meals throughout the day. So like I'll have a light breakfast, a larger lunch, and then dinner. And in between dinner and lunch, I'll have a little snack. And that snack is usually like a grab-and-go yogurt. It could be pineapple or berries. It can even be some cashews and some raisins, even carrot sticks, something like that. Something like that. If I'm lucky, I'll have a piece of chocolate. Depends on who's doing the grocery shopping, right? That would be me. The point of the matter is, what's too much and what's just enough is different for one person to another. And we need to also be mindful and aware that what might work for, say, the person down the street might not work for me. And that's okay. We can't share our experiences, though, so that we can learn. Because maybe I'm in a flux and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's working. I got nothing, right? So we look to other people's successes and experiences to, you know, put together some pieces and say, okay, I'm going to try that one then. But yes, what do we have an excess of that could be then shared with other people? That's another way to look at this. If we have more than what we need, then how can we then share our excess with others? I think that's pretty cool. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. You know what's coming next. You know I'm going to ask. Go hit that subscribe button. Give us a rating. That would be cool. And as always, we're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.